Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of January 30th, 2012. The topic for this issue is intermediates, and we start with a cover story on China building a foundation on coal. China has some of the largest coal reserves in the world, and waves of investment in coal to chemicals projects are expanding the nation's capacity to produce polyester feedstocks and other intermediates. But at what cost? Then we look at the Middle East, where ongoing political unrest has significantly impacted plastics demand. Coupled with the Eurozone debt crisis, the sluggish U.S. economy, and a slowdown in Asia, Middle Eastern producers face many challenges. Read ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Then, in our regularly scheduled columns, among other things, we take a look at European propylene sellers seeking price hikes. Producers say €100 per metric ton price increase is needed, but consumers reject the proposed rise. After that, we look at the tumultuous polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, market. In addition to worries over the direction of the housing market and health issues associated with PVC, the overall market may be in for a change. PVC producer Westlake Chemical has made a hostile bid for fellow U.S.-based PVC manufacturer Georgia Gulf. If the deal goes through, it would completely change industry rankings. We also have an interview with the CEO of Italian bioplastics producer Novamont. The company has major growth plans, including a $50 million joint venture and the construction of a new facility. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business, your premier guide to the ins and outs of the global chemical market. Pick up your issue today. Thanks for listening and have a good night.